Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The following is an editorial by KDKA Radio Senior Vice President Market Manager Michael Spaciopoli.
After 21 people, mostly students, were injured last weekend in a bus accident in Aliquippa, a question concerned families are asking is, should seatbelt be required? At present, Pennsylvania law does not call for seatbelt on large school buses, which rely on compartmentalization for passenger protection. That safety design features high-backed, padded seats arranged closely together to create a protective space around passengers. But compartmentalization is unlikely to protect students in the event of a side impact collision or rollover, as was the case in Beaver County. Legislation under consideration in Harrisburg would require all new school buses to be equipped with seatbelts. Some lawmakers have concerns about costs. One possibility is a state subsidy to share the increased costs with bus companies and school districts. By law, we are required to wear a seatbelt except on a school bus. Pennsylvania's lawmakers have an opportunity to require safety restraints, at least on new school buses. If our children are indeed our most precious commodity, then isn't the extra cost worth it?
This has been an editorial by KDKA Radio Senior Vice President Market Manager Michael Spaciopoli. To view a transcript, go to kdkaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.